From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The state of Arizona has appealed a federal judge's ruling barring much of the state's law against illegal immigration from taking effect. Governor Jan Brewer is asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for an expedited decision. Meanwhile, controversial Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who strongly supports the block law, continued his planned sweeps to find and detain suspected illegal immigrants in the greater Phoenix area. He says the judge's ruling doesn't affect his work.
This is the system of the United States. The judge made her decision. It will be appealed, of course. But that's not going to affect the way we operate. Nothing is going to change.
The federal judge who issued the ruling has been threatened. The U.S. Marshal for Arizona says U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton has received thousands of calls and mail. He says some of the negative comments have been, quote, perverted. The U.S. has closed its consulate in one of Mexico's cities that's most plagued by drug violence, Ciudad Juarez. James Bleers in Mexico City reports.
The U.S. Embassy in Mexico City says its Juarez consulate is closed for a security review and won't reopen until the procedure's been completed. In March, gunmen from the Azteca Street gang murdered a pregnant U.S. consulate worker and her prison officer husband in Juarez. They also simultaneously murdered the husband of a consulate employee in front of his children. Both were involved in car chases, cornered, and shot dead after leaving a children's party. It's unknown if this closure is related. Three drug cartels are battling each other in Juarez for control of multi-million dollar drug routes into the nearby United States. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
President Obama travels to Detroit today, as Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET. The president plans to tout his administration's role in keeping U.S. automakers afloat.
In the run-up to midterm elections, the Obama administration has been criticized by conservatives for the slow pace of the nation's economic recovery and job creation. So the president is using a trip to Detroit to offer what he says is proof of concrete economic progress, the U.S. auto industry. Mr. Obama will deliver remarks at a Chrysler auto plant, then take a quick tour of a General Motors facility where the Chevrolet Volt will be assembled. The appearance allows the president to showcase both his call for cleaner-burning vehicles and the payoff from providing a federal bailout to the industry, which a new White House report says has created 55,000 new jobs over the past year. The president is also scheduled to visit a Ford plant in Chicago next week. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The ethics case against Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York will probably enter the trial phase in September. He's accused of 13 violations of congressional ethics rules, such as failing to report income from rental properties and wrongly taking benefits from supporters. Rangel says he is ready to prove his innocence. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. NATO says three U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan. They died in two separate bombings. The Associated Press says at least 63 Americans have died there in July, making it the deadliest month yet in the Afghan war. At least 313 people have died in terrible flooding in Pakistan. Monsoon rains have triggered flash flooding and landslides, hampering rescuers trying to reach people trapped in remote villages. The Justice Department is suing Oracle Corporation. NPR's Laura Seidel reports federal attorneys allege the company defrauded the government in a multi-million dollar software contract.
The Justice Department claims that Oracle misrepresented its true commercial sales practices, so the government received deals that were inferior to those Oracle gave to its commercial customers. Under the contract, the General Services Administration, or GSA, used Oracle's disclosures about commercial sales practices to negotiate minimum discounts for government agencies that purchased Oracle's software. The contract required Oracle to update the GSA when commercial discounts improved and extend the same discounts to the government. The Justice Department lawsuit says that Oracle never notified them of the discounts, and as a result, the company overcharged the government on a contract that ran from 1998 through 2006. Oracle did not initially return messages for comment. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Energy company BP says incoming CEO Bob Dudley will go to the Gulf Coast today to discuss the company's long-term plans to clean up oil spill damage. The Associated Press reports he'll appear in Biloxi, Mississippi, and be joined by former FEMA director James Lee Witt. This is NPR.